In the name of Jesus, who is Lord over every authority. Amen. Our people had wandered in the wilderness for 40 years. And it was hard. 40 years of learning to be weak. 40 years of learning that we weren't self-sufficient. That we weren't self-reliant. That we needed God at literally every turn, every single day. When Joshua led us out of the wilderness into the new land, that started to change very rapidly. Very quickly, that sense of needing to lean on God, that sense of being weak, was swallowed up in the power that we found ourselves within. As Jericho fell, and countless nations to come after that fell before us, power was within our grasp. We were finally feeling a sense of control once again. And it was flowing through our veins. The juices, the memories of what it was back in Egypt that lived somehow, it seemed, even in our DNA. Of when we were in Egypt, of when things were under our control, so it seemed. Everything in Egypt was built that way, structured. The food was controlled. The land was controlled. Every environment we moved through was under tight, perfect control, just as we had built it. You could see it even in the structures of Egypt. The pyramids, perfect squares, perfect diagonals, everything just the way we had built it. Perfect. Controlled. And as we were in the promised land, the sense of being in control started to flood us again. And we were addicts, remembering our past addiction to being in control. And we were loving it. Our whole history, it seems, of being in the promised land was a struggle, a battle with this addiction. After we had grabbed power again, control of our lives, once again under Joshua, we started going through cycles. When Joshua died, that control, the power that we had, started to fall apart. And everything that we had built started to collapse again. And we found ourselves bottomed out. And there at the bottom, in our weakness and our brokenness, we remembered the illusion of the control that we thought we had. And in our weakness, God brought us a leader. And that leader took us back to the Lord. But only for a season. Because as soon as we grasped the power, the sense of having control in our lives one more time, it all collapsed. And then when we bottomed out in our weakness, the Lord sent us another leader. And that leader would lead us back to the Lord. And then once we felt we had a sense of control of our lives again, it all fell apart. A cycle of profound addiction that we were caught within. The cycle I lived through was under the leadership of Gideon. Before Gideon was called by the Lord, the Midianites pummeled us. They knocked us off our high horse. Our sense of control and power in the region was obliterated by the Midianites. For 7 straight years, they would go through our fields, burning our crops, wiping out every animal that we had built up. Our whole sense of food control over those 7 years was obliterated by the Midianites. We had built up our farms, our fields, we had built up our cattle, and the Midianites came and showed us that we had no power. They destroyed our fields, they slaughtered our animals, and our sense of food control was gone. Our people were bottomed out. And there at the bottom, the Lord called a man by the name of Gideon. Now, Gideon came from the weakest part of our entire Israelite family. And Gideon himself was the youngest, the weakest within his own family. He was a nobody that nobody would have chosen to lead us. But the Lord came to this weakest of men, and he said, Gideon, if you will turn away from relying on other things and back to the Lord, your people will be rescued. I have come to save you in your weakness, to remind you that I, the Lord, will provide for you and take care of you. So Gideon led this pursuit as we started to go through our camps and destroy all the things that reminded us of our old way of life, of thinking that we had control, that we were in charge, that we had power. But then Gideon, thinking that the Lord was going to deliver us from the Midianites, as he promised, Gideon gathered 32,000 of us willing to be soldiers. And Gideon brought us, all 32,000 soldiers, before the Lord and said, Lord, we are here with an army ready to take on the Midianites. And the Lord told us something I will never forget. You have too many men. Excuse me? I'd fought in some battles in my day before, and there was one thing, one rule of war, really, that I believed was above all else. You can never have too many men. And the Lord told us, you have too many men. Your army is too strong. We listened. I'm not even sure why, but we did. And the Lord said, ask the men, if anyone here is scared of this battle against the Midianites with their tens, maybe even hundreds of thousands more troops than we have, if you're scared, leave now. This is your chance. 22,000 of our men walked away that day. There were 10,000 of us left. And the Lord told us, you have too many men. How? That's barely a fraction of what the Midianites have. Your army is too strong. So we listened again. And the Lord had the whole army gather at the water. And he asked everyone who was in the army to drink from the water. Almost 10,000, 9,700 of us, when they went to the water's edge, drank with their heads up, watching the landscape, terrified, eager to see if the Midianites were coming. And every single man who was looking up, trying to keep an eye on the horizon, was sent home. 300 of us that I was among, and I don't know why I was so stupid to do it, but I did, we had just given up at that point. We stuck our heads to the water, lapped like dogs. We didn't care what was on the horizon. 10,000 men weren't going to be enough anyways. We had resigned ourselves at that point. 300 men left in our army. Finally, the Lord said, "This is a great sized army." But then, the Lord came to us again. And he said, "Get ready for battle. Your swords, your weapons, leave them at home." What? Leave our weapons at home? Again, in war. Besides, you can never have too many men. The other thing is never leave your weapon. But the Lord said, "You will have a trumpet in one hand, and you will have a torch and an empty jar in the other. Those will be your weapons." I don't know if it was intentional, but the empty jar thing sure felt like a great metaphor. That's what we were feeling like at the moment. 300 men, no weapons. We were an empty jar, useless. But the Lord told us, "These are your weapons, a trumpet and a torch with a jar." And he said, "We are going to battle with 300 against the tens, hundreds of thousands of the Midianites." And we went. That night, we encircled the camp. And as we encircled the camp, our torches were covered by the empty jars. It was dark. We couldn't see anything. We were stumbling as we made our way around the ridge that surrounded the Midianite camp. And once we were in position, we smashed our jars, revealing the lights, 300 lights surrounding the entire Midianite camp. We shouted for the Lord and for Gideon. And then we blew our trumpets. And when the trumpet blast came from every direction around the Midianite camp, it fell into chaos. They were swarming everywhere. And I've never seen anything like it before. We didn't raise a finger in violence. The Midianite army drew their own weapons, turned them against themselves in confusion, and they wiped themselves out. In our weakness, with no weapons, only 300 men, only relying on the Lord, we prevailed without lifting a finger. Our weakness showed a profound power that we in our lifetimes had never seen before. That when you create room for God to operate, His power is transcendent and overwhelming. We had never seen anything like it. If we had gathered every man in our whole camp, if we had grabbed every weapon and used every wise way of war, we could have never won the victory the way we did with the Lord. Not a single person was lost on our side, and we didn't even have to raise our hands in violence. The Lord delivered us in our weakness. But I told you we were addicted. And as soon as we won that victory, I saw it in Gideon's eyes, a change. And he grabbed for the power. And Gideon started a rampage of revenge, where he started to lift the sword. And he went against the Midianites, slaughtering whoever he could. And we were so thrilled at the victory, we forgot God so quickly. And we asked Gideon to be our ruler, and to rule us, and to raise an army, and to be basically our king. And we grabbed the wealth of the Midianites. We made Gideon a fancy robe and said, Gideon, your family will rule over us. What about God? We forgot him so quickly. And it all started over again. We thought we were in control again. We thought we had power. We thought we were strong. And it led to just one more collapse. The cycle of addiction. It pummeled us. Generation after generation. We were addicted to being in control. We were addicted to the illusion of control. Isn't that the way it is in all addictions? We think we have a sense of control, a way to keep life just the way we want it. But we should have known that God had called us to be a wilderness people. And a wilderness people recognizes they are not in control. That they really have no power. And that they must rely on the Lord, on the Creator of heaven and earth to provide every day. The Lord was patient with us in our addiction. The Lord continued to walk with us as long as we would continue to listen to his voice again. The battle with addiction is real for all of us. Don't give up. Continue to hear the calling of the Lord out of your illusion of control. When you think you're in control, you're just destroying yourself. It's a lie. You can't be in control. You aren't strong. You never will be. Embrace the weakness. Lay yourself at the feet of the Lord. Because I assure you, it is in your weakness and accepting your weakness and accepting the wildness of life and accepting the out of controlness of your life that you will finally find peace. When we are weak, and when we accept it, God's power will overwhelm you with goodness and provision and life in a way you could have never anticipated. Let go. The Lord is there to catch you. He caught us. He will catch you. He has never failed us when we were willing to be weak. Amen.